gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you once again, my Father, for the precious opportunity, Lord, that you have afforded us, Lord, that through this radio broadcast, all of us under the sound of my voice, Father, can come all the way into your very presence. You told us how to come through the gates of thanksgiving, through the courts of praise, through the holy place, through the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, through the redemptive work that you did through Jesus Christ, that through those means, we can come all the way boldly to your throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our times of need. So, Father, we take you up on that invitation. So here we are, Father, in the King's presence, sitting at the King's table to eat the King's food, my Father. So here's our cup, Father. Here's our plate. Here's our lives. Here's our mind, our soul, our emotions, our attitude, our spirit being. Fill us up, my Father, with the bread of life and the water of life, my Father God, so that we might know you to a greater degree, Jesus Christ, who you sent, and the power that is available to all of us through the death and the burial and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father. Fill us with the knowledge of your will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, my Father. Not just sense knowledge, but spiritual knowledge that can only be revealed by the Holy Spirit, Father. Fill us with the knowledge of your will, Father. Holy Spirit, we humble ourselves under your mighty hands, for it is you that is at work in the earth today. You're the greatest person in the earth today, most powerful person in the earth today. And it is you that is doing the work in the earth today. The Father started his work and he finished it. He sent Jesus Christ to do a work and he finished it. And Jesus Christ sent you back into the earth, into all of our hearts, so that you might complete the work that the Father started through his Son, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we humble ourselves under your mighty hand and your ministry, and we say you take full control of this broadcast, of our lives, of our purpose, our destiny, and you do what Jesus sent you to do. Lead and guide us into the truth, the reality of God's word to our lives. And Father, as in always, we are careful to make sure that we give you, the Father God, the Son God, and the Holy Spirit God, all of the credit, all of the honor, all of the praise. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, both now and forever, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, out there in radio land. Supermen and superwomen of the Most High God, sons and of the Most High God, female sons, male and female sons, kings and queens of the Most High God, rulers of the Most High God, they are their citizens of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of our God. Hey, you are their ambassadors of Christ and of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of his heaven. Who are you talking about, Arthur? I'm talking about all of you out there in the sound of my voice. That's who you really are. Mighty men. Well, David wrote, say, God standing in the congregation of the mighty, and he judges amongst the gods. That's you. Little G gods. Mighty, that's you. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Bible says you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you. What kind of power? Dunamis. Power to blow up all the works of the devil. Dynamite power. Who are there? Supermen, superwomen. What does that give you? Power over all the powers of your enemies. And nothing shall by any means harm you. That makes you a superman and a superwoman. Hallelujah. You send from heaven men to represent the kingdom of heaven, the government of heaven, the ruling authority of heaven here on the earth. That makes you an ambassador, a representative of heaven sent to the earth to manifest the governing influence of heaven in this territory that God gave you and I, the earth. That makes you an ambassador of Christ. Hallelujah. A king and a queen. God said in Genesis chapter 1, let them have dominion. Who? Mankind. Over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth, over all the earth. Well, that is dominion. That's kingship. That's authority and the power to govern and control and influence and to manage and to oversee what the works of his hands here on the earth. That makes you a king. Revelation, man, chapter 1, and then chapter 5, those two chapters say, man, because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, we have been made unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth forever. Hallelujah. Sons of the Most High God. What did Galatians say? We are no longer servants, but sons of God. And if sons of God, then heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ Jesus. What are you talking about, brother? I'm talking about who you really are. I'm talking about your eternal titles. One day there ain't going to be no more bishops. There ain't going to be no more prophets. There ain't going to be no more pastors. There ain't going to be no more Baptists. There ain't going to be no more Methodists. There ain't going to be no more Christians. There ain't going to be no more Muslims. There ain't going to be no more Hindus. There ain't going to be no more all those religious titles that we follow up on them. But you're going to always be a mighty man and a mighty woman of the Most High God. You're going to always be a superman and a superwoman of the Most High God. You're going to always be sons, offspring of the Most High God, some in male bodies, some in female. You're going to always be a king and a priest. Hallelujah. What? A ruler and a representative, man, of God. You're going to always be there, ambassador of Christ. You're going to always represent, man, heaven on earth. You can always be those titles. Those are eternal titles. Those other titles are going to pass away. But them titles I'm talking about, who you really are, who God created you to be, those are eternal. And then they're never going to pass away. And boy, it's time for us to come to the knowledge of men who we really are, where we really come from, why we really here, what we really can do, what potential that we have, and where we really going to end up at. I told you many times on here, boy, you come from God. You're offspring from God. That would make you a son of God. Son of God is not like male male child. Son means offspring, to spring off from or to come from. We all come from him. Some of us got male bodies, some got female bodies, but we all sons of God. We all offspring from God. We all come from him. That's what the word son means in Hebrew, to spring off from. To come from. Remember what Genesis said, man? God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Same thing with man, same thing with son. A man is a species, and they come in two models, male and female. God said, let's make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them have dominion. And it says, so God created man in his image. In his image created he them. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. Whatever. What he did, he made mankind just like him. Some come in male body, some come in female body. Same thing as sons. And then saying, God blessed them. That's empowerment. That's God put on the inside of us, boy, all of the ability of God. When he breathed into our nostrils the breath of life and put that on the inside of us, the Holy Ghost, boy, that's what made you a superman and a superwoman, right? Because you got the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you. The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead living on the inside of you. That's what Romans, man, chapter 8 says. It's the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, Romans chapter 8, verse 15, lives on the inside of you, then it shall also quicken, that word quicken means to make alive. Your mortal bodies, too, going to raise you from the dead, too. Going to set you at the right hand of the Most High God, too. That's why the Bible says, boy, in Ephesians, that we have been raised and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. You see it at the right hand of the Most High God, too. Far above all your problems and your mountains and your circumstances and your situations and your symptoms that the devil used against you to keep you from the knowledge of who you really are. Well, you've been risen far above all that, man, by the power of the Holy Ghost. I told you, you're a mighty man, a mighty woman of the Most High God. You're a superman, a superwoman. And the devil doing everything that he can, boy, that he possibly can, to keep you from the knowledge that, boy, this gospel of the kingdom. What you talking about? The only thing that I'm talking about on here, that's the gospel of the kingdom. That's what Jesus Christ come preaching. That's what he come saying. Same thing I just got to tell you, that's what he was preaching and that's what he was saying about you. He wasn't preaching about him. He was preaching about you. If we're not careful, the devil deceive us. He'll have us preaching all about Jesus Christ and you don't never hear no messages about you. Well, you hear all the negative message about you, how you better quit doing this and quit doing that, and you're on your way to the devil to hell, and God's going to get you with that, and God's going to get you with that, and he will. But, man, I'm talking about, man, you've been redeemed from the curse of the law. I don't mean that you can just do anything. You don't use God's grace as an occasion to the flesh, man. God's grace is what gives you the ability, man, to get up from your sin and go sin no more. Listen, God showed his grace toward that woman who was taken in adultery. Man, I'm talking about that was his grace and his mercy. He said, well, you're accused. She said, no, man, Lord. He said, neither do I. Then he gave her the instruction, what? Go sin no more. So God's grace then don't give us the ability to just go think we can sin and then come, we can go and ask God for forgiveness. And then, man, you know everything will be all right and we can just keep on doing that. No, man, that's what, man, they didn't preach through religion, man, and they come up with that concept. That ain't what grace was. Grace is, man, to give you the ability to go and sin no more. Hallelujah. Not to get up, man, and ask for forgiveness and keep on doing the same thing because you know that God going to forgive you. No, he said, don't use his grace as an occasion to the flesh. Man, God saved us, man, so that, man, we can be restored back to who we really are, them mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, them kings and queens that can rise up, man, and decree a thing and declare a thing, and it shall be done. Let me tell you something, boy. The same power that raised Jesus Christ is living on the inside of you and I. And it's time for us, man, to graduate, man, from elementary school, man, and from junior high school and from high school and from, man, you know, college degrees, man, on into, boy, abundant life and abundant living. The only way you can do that, man, you got to go to the University of Silence where the Holy Spirit is the instructor and the teacher. I'm not talking about men and degrees that we can get through theology and all our, you know, learning and academic academic that we can get, man, through our sense, knowledge, reasoning, through our schools and colleges and universities and all that. All that's good and all that's great and everything else, but I'm talking about a higher education. Well, you go to the University of Silence, where the Holy Spirit is the instructor. He's the teacher. Hallelujah. For he will lead and guide you into all truth. The Bible says, there come a time where you won't have no need to be taught of a man, but you'll be taught by God himself, man, in the person of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, when he comes, he's going to lead and guide you into all of the truth, into the reality of what this thing is really all about. And let me tell you something more. When Jesus Christ left, he said, listen, it's better for y'all that I go away. Because if I don't go away, then the comforter can't come. And they say, Lord, how can it be any better, man, than you being with us? You know, he told them that I got to go. But hey, listen, don't be sorrowful. Why? Because when I go, the Holy Spirit can't come until I go, and I send him back to you. So why, Lord, is that more speaking? He said, right now, I'm with you. But boy, when the Holy Ghost, when I send him back, I'm not going to only just be with you. I'm going to be in you, glory to God. For what purpose? For the weight of the same reason, the same purpose why the Father sent me, I'm going to send you. Hallelujah. Right now, I'm with you. But boy, when I leave and send you back to Comforter, then I'm not going to be just with you. I'm going to be in you, glory to God. So that the works that I do, you can do also, and greater works shall you do. Because I'm going to go to the Father. And when I go to the Father, I'm going to send you back the same Spirit that's in me. Listen, when Jesus Christ begun his public work and his public ministry and all the things that he did, he never attributed none of those mighty works that he did to himself. In the book of Luke, man, chapter 4, verse 18, you know the story. When he went to his hometown, and boy, he went into the synagogue to read, and they gave him the book from Isaiah, the scroll from Isaiah, and he turned to the place, man, where a messianic prophecy. And he turned to that place, man. I think that's Isaiah 61. And he said, listen, boy, he started reading about himself. That prophecy was a prophecy of the messianic prophecy. That was a prophecy about the coming Messiah. And Jesus, man, turned to that place, and he opened up to that place, and he began to read. And know what he said? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me. Who's on you? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. What's the gospel to the poor? You don't have to be poor no more. Poor what? I'm not just talking about men and for his finances concerned. I'm talking about poor in spirit. Don't know who you really are. Don't know where you really come from. Don't know why you're really here. Don't know, man, what you really can do. Don't know where you really going to end up at. Man, a lack of knowledge. Poor in spirit. And as a result of that, man, poor in material and natural things and in life too. But all that is a result of being poor in spirit. So Jesus Christ said, I come to preach the gospel to the poor. What? You don't have to be poor in spirit no more. You can be filled with the knowledge of God who here for your life, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Hallelujah. So that you can know what is the hope of your calling and the exceeding greatness of the power that's available to every last one of us through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Listen, don't just stop at the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Don't go around that. Don't go over there. You got to go through there. What? Past the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ until you come to the knowledge of the truth, what? That you and me, who were dead in trespasses and sin, has he raised up, glory to God, and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above all our principalities and powers and dominion and might, far above all our problems, far above everything that the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy from us, give us the ability to take back everything that he took from us. Why? Because, boy, the strong man has already been bound, hallelujah. You ain't got to bind up the devil, boy. Jesus Christ already bind him up for us. All we got to do is, man, is go take back the spar, go get what belongs to us. We still trying to bind the devil, man. You ain't got to bind no devil, man. You got to go get your stuff back that he took from us. What? Our sovereignty, our dominion, our raw power, our righteousness, our peace, our joy in the Holy Ghost, our kingship, our crown, glory to God, the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Lord, the Garden of Eden, heaven on earth, man. Everything that he took from us, man, listen, that's our. And it was ours before the foundation of the world. And Jesus Christ come bound up the strong man, and then instruct you and I, now go get the spoil. That's our assignment. Not to bind him up, but go take back the spoil. You can't enter the strong man's house and spoil his goods till you first bind him up. In our own strength, in our own ability, we couldn't bind him up because we were dead in trespass and sin. We were under the bigly elements of this world that he set up on this earth, man. Lost in sin and no hope, boy, but God. And his love and his grace and his mercy toward all of us, boy, look past all our faults and saw our need. What love, hallelujah, unconditional love, one love, that unconditional love. And he so loved the world and all of us that dwell in it that he sent forth his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and redeemed our life from that destruction. stripped the devil of all his authority and power that he had over our lives, took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from him, rendered him powerless in front of all his demon cohorts, and stood on the bowels of the universe and the earth and said, all power is given unto me in heaven, on earth, and even under the earth, even death under the earth. And then he turned around and gave you and I the keys. Now he said, now you go, man. And whatever you leave locked up on the earth, then they're going to be locked in heaven. And whatever you lose on this earth, going to be loosed in heaven. I give you the keys to the kingdom. Now you go unlock the door to all your blessings, all your power, all your authority, all your ability, man, all your blessing, man, all of your inheritance, man, everything that belongs to you, hallelujah. You go unlock the door to peace, unlock the door to healing, unlock the door to wealth and prosperity, unlock the door to righteousness, unlock the door to salvation for your loved one, unlock the door that give you power over all the power of your enemy. I give you the keys to functioning principles, the law that governs the kingdom. Now you go, hallelujah. And you take back everything that the devil stole from you. I got him under your feet. I got my foot on his neck, and I'm waiting for you to just go and just get all your stuff back that you took from you. I give you power over all the power of your enemy. You waiting on me to go get your stuff? No, I didn't run into your enemy powers against you. You go get your stuff. You go get your healing. You go get your deliverance. You go get your provision. You go get your salvation, not only for you, but for you and your whole household, glory to God. We waiting on God to heal us, and God has not already healed us. He said, you go, and you take back, man, your health that the enemy stole from you. How you do that, Arthur? The same way a king rules over his territory with his words. You go and decree to that mountain of sickness, to that mountain of cancer, or sugar diabetes, or high blood pressure, whatever it might be, AIDS, cancer, herpes, whatever it might be, man, you know, you go and don't allow it to dictate to you. You go dictate to it. What? Speak the word of God to it, the word of life, glory to God. I told you, you got dunamis power on the inside of you, the Holy Ghost power. And when you take the word of God and begin to decree it and declare it to those mountains in your life, then that same Holy Ghost that's on the inside of you will blow up cancer, or blow up sugar diabetes, or blow up man AIDS, or blow up poverty, or blow up racism, or blow up every negative influence, circumstance, situation in your life, boy. How hard is, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. That's why Jesus Christ come preaching and say, listen, the spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal a broken heart. Yeah, man, I don't care what I'm talking about. A lot of us have been broken hearted in all kind of areas, physically, emotionally, socially, spiritually, relationships, in all kind of areas, homes, marriages, friendships, and all kind of areas, man, and brokenheartedness. Jesus Christ come and say, man, I come to heal a broken heart. What you mean, you ain't got to be brokenhearted no more. Why? Because if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away, and all things are become new. You quit worrying about all that happened in the past and what he did and she did and they did and whoever did and everything else and how this person did that to you and how that person did that to you and blaming all that and all your circumstances, situations, and your weakness and your failures in life according to that, when all the time, man, you've been redeemed from that, man, and you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. All them old things like that been passed away, and all things got to become new. And when you realize that you are a new man in Christ Jesus, and that all your past and all your hurt and all your heartbreak and everything that can happen to you in a negative way in the past, hey, listen, man, that's below you and under your feet. But if you're not careful, boy, the devil keep bringing that up in your mind and keep bringing up in your thoughts and having you, man, react according to that. Not kind of like on the puppet string control. All you got to do is bring a little thought in your mind or a circumstance or a situation or bring you in remembrance of something negative, and he'll make you act however he wants you to act, man. Listen, boy, don't let the devil, man, deceive you like he come to, like he's been deceived, like he deceived Eve in the garden. When all the time, man, we've been given power over all the power that I am. All those things ain't nothing but deception to keep you, man, brokenhearted, to keep you in the past, to keep you bound up, man, to keep you from reaching your maximum potential, man. Hey, listen, man, you looked up circumstance, situation, and symptom, eyeball to eyeball, man. You let that, whatever it was, man, that seemed to to bind you or to cause brokenness in your life and in your purpose and your destiny. You look it eyeball to eyeball, and you let it know that the day is a new day, and this is a day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it, and I'm going to stop trying to live the crucified life, and I'm going to live the resurrected life, glory to God. I'm going to allow the spirit that's on the inside of me to resurrect me from all that pain, all that sorrow, all that grief, all them negative things, man, that come against me to steal my joy and steal my peace and steal my love and steal my relationship and steal all the life that Jesus Christ come that I might have, man. No, enough is enough, man. No longer will I allow, boy, the negative circumstances and situation and something that has happened in my past to dictate to me, man, and stop me, man, from being who God created me to be. Yeah, I might have lost all that in Adam's disobedience, but through Jesus Christ's obedience, man, my sovereignty, my dominion, my righteousness, my raw power, my peace, my joy in the Holy Ghost has been restored back to me. And it's time for me, man, to stop living, man, and suffering in life. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ said, as I am, so are you. He didn't say, as I was. He was, when he was on this earth, he was a suffering Savior. He ain't no suffering Savior no more. He's already suffered, and he's already stable. Right now, he's seated at the right hand of the Most High God. He's a reigning king. He ain't no suffering Savior no more. Because you ain't got no business being no suffering man, believer, or child of God no more either. Why? Because he's overcome the world. He didn't say we ain't going to have some trials and some tribulations, but he said you can be a good cheer. Why? Because I overcame all that. And if I overcame all that, then it overcame. All you got to do is walk in the overcoming man, life and overcoming power, that man that you have been, man, raised up to sit in. Why? That means you overcome too. But if you just sit there and wobble there, man, let it dictate to you, then it's going to overcome you. When all the time, man, God is giving you power to overcome everything that's come for you to go over. But you got to take your place in there. And the only way you can take your place in there, you got to come to the knowledge of that. You got to know who you are in Christ Jesus. You got to know that you're the head, not the tail. You got to know that you're above and not beneath. You got to know that blessed are you in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in the country, everything you put your hand to, blessed. You got to know that, man, your source is not no job, not no bank account, not none of that, man, whether you got a job or not. You got to know that, man, the Most High God is your source, hallelujah. And not only your source, but your sustainer. He'll sustain you when you ain't got no job. He'll keep you, man, when you're backing up against the wall. He'll keep you, man, I'm talking about somebody out of the book. Somebody say, what do you say? I'm talking about, boy, the Lord our God, man, will supply all our needs, not according to the economy. Not according to, man, how much money you got in the bank. Not according to whether you employed or unemployed or whatever the deal is. According to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Brother, what are you talking about, man? I'm telling you, man, about the gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah. That Jesus Christ come preach. I'm telling you, man, about the superman and the superwoman that you are. I'm telling you about the mighty man and the mighty woman that you are. I'm telling you about that king and that queen of the kingdom of heaven that you are. I'm going to tell you, man, that you are sons of the Most High God, some in male body, some in female body. And if sons of God, then heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ Jesus. You mean to tell me I'm an heir and I have an inheritance? That's what I come preaching to you. What's your inheritance? Come, you who are blessed of your Father. Matthew 25, verse 34. And get your inheritance. What? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundations of the world. What's my inheritance? The kingdom of heaven. Good God Almighty. What? Wait a minute. What? You mean to tell me I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus? And my inheritance, what I inherited, is the kingdom of heaven? That belongs to me? That's mine? And that's mine now? That's what I come to tell you. That's what Jesus Christ come preaching to you. That's the same thing that I want to preach to you, too. I ain't got no pre-planned messages. I just come to preach to you, boy, the same thing that Jesus Christ preached, man. The gospel of the kingdom. The good news. What's the gospel of the kingdom? It's the good news about a kingdom. What's the good news about the kingdom? That's your inheritance. That they belong to you. And that has been restored back to you
through the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the means to that end, what? The restoration, man, of your inheritance back to you. The restoration of what belonged to you, that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world, the kingdom of heaven. And you lost that in Adam's disobedience. But in Jesus Christ's obedience and his death on the cross and his resurrection, that you lost in Adam has been restored back to you. And the devil don't ever want you to know that. He wants you to be trying to get it. He wants you to be trying to live a certain way, obey certain rituals, and perform certain ceremonies and certain acts and everything else. Since hope, man, that you can, man, you know, reach appease deity in order to get that. You ain't got to appease no deity to get that, man. You've been made the righteousness of God, and you've been and what you lost in Adam has been restored back to you. That belonged to you. It's a gift from God. The penalty for sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy you, and take all that from you. But Jesus Christ came that you might have life, and that more abundantly. He couldn't take back everything that the thief stole from you. He couldn't restore back to you everything that you lost in Adam. And what you lost in Adam, you lost the most precious gift of all, what? The power of God, the presence of the Lord, the righteousness of God, the kingdom of heaven. Where all that's at? That's in the person of the Holy Ghost. You lost him. And when you lost him, you lost everything, man. You lost, man, God's presence. You lost the presence of the Lord. You lost the power of God. You lost the life of God, the nature of God, the ability of God. You lost all that God is in the person of the Holy Ghost when he left. You lost everything. Why? Because he's the divine connection between God and man and between man in heaven and between earth in heaven. That's a divine connection. Without that connection, man, you and your purpose and your destiny, everything that you have, it's like, man, you, it's like a lamp with a bulb in it, but no electricity. It got the ability to shine light, but don't have no power. That's the same thing, man. All this thing that I'm talking about that you are, that you have, and everything that belongs to you, that's who you really are. But the power, man, to you to establish that and to manifest that and to have that on the earth, you need the electricity. What's the electricity? You need the power to let that light so shine. What's the power? That's the Holy Ghost. He's the power. What the Bible says? You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me. That means your light going to shine. And you say that the work that I do, you shall do also. Read all the works that he do it, that he did, we not doing also. Because, man, we just not really coming to the knowledge, man, who we really are. Where we really come from. Why we really here. The potential that we really have on the inside of us. That we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And as we continue to hear that and hear that and hear that, then faith in that is coming alive on the inside of us. And that faith, man, it must be developed and we're growing into that. And boy, we're coming into a generation, man, that's going to, man, I'm talking about begin to manifest the glory of God upon this earth. Not just preach about it and not just teach about it and not just get degrees and all kind of, man, you know, titles behind it through our theology and through our theologians and through school and all that good and great and everything else. But I'm talking about, man, having that and then manifesting the word of God in the earth. What good it is, man, to have, man, a bachelor's degree, a doctorate degree, a master's degree, a PhD degree and everything else. And, man, you know, all we can do is talk about it. But can't demonstrate it, can't manifest it. Don't get me wrong, man, all those titles and everything else, that's good. That gives us, man, you know, the authority to talk about it. But, man, that's going on in God, man. He don't just want us to have the authority to talk about it. He wants us to manifest it in the earth, man. And boy, I'm talking about it's coming a generation, man, that's coming into being, boy, starting in our generation, that's coming to the knowledge of who we really are in Christ Jesus, what we really have, where we really come from, why we really here, and where we going to end up at. And, boy, we begin to grab a hold of that and rise up with authority and power and dominion and might and casting out demons, man, healing all manner of sickness and disease and going forth, man, doing that how often? By preaching, man, not the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's contained in it, but preaching the gospel that Jesus Christ preached, well, that you are a mighty man and that you are a mighty woman of the Most High God, that you are a king and that you are a priest of the Most High God, that you are a superman and a superwoman of the Most High God, that you are a representative of God and a representative of heaven, an ambassador, hallelujah, of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, that you have an inheritance, glory to God, and that boy, the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the same spirit that opened blind eyes and unstopped deaf ears and caused the lame to walk and the dumb to talk and the blind to see and the dead to be raised to life again, that same spirit that was upon Jesus Christ that enabled him to do all those great and mighty works at the Father, it's the same spirit that's living on the inside of you and I for this purpose, so that the works that Jesus Christ did, we can do also, hallelujah, so that we will rise up, hallelujah, and take our place at the right hand of the Most High God, far above all principalities and power and dominion and might, and begin to decree and declare, thus said the Lord, just like Jesus Christ did. Jesus Christ said, I only say what I hear my Father say, and I only do what I see my Father do. And as a result of it, boy, the Holy Ghost took them words that Jesus Christ spoke out of his mouth and brought it into manifestation. That's the same spirit that's on the inside of you. That's the same spirit, man, that was in the beginning. Hallelujah. That's the same spirit, man, that sometimes, man, started everything. Glory to God. What you talking about, Arthur? I'm talking about, man, listen, everything that God does, everything that Jesus did, everything that you and I can do, the only way that thing can be done is through the power of the Holy Ghost. Everything that God does, man, is worthy by the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen, in Genesis chapter 1, man, in verse 1, 2, 3, it says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was void and without shape, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the deep, and God started talking. What happened? God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And let me tell you something. God created something. God ain't no God of disorder. God ain't no God of chaos. Everything that he do is decently in order. When he created the heaven and the earth, it was perfect in his creation. Ain't no flaw in God. The Bible says in verse 2, it says, then the earth, the perfect earth, the perfect environment, the perfect atmosphere, the perfection in God's creation, man, it became void and without shape. That means chaos, out of order, disastrous, man, you know. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. I'm talking about everything was out of order, man. The clouds were down to the earth. I mean, the whole earth was filled, man, underwater, man, and darkness was on the face of the deep. All that chaos and darkness, that didn't come from God. Something happened between Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and Genesis chapter 2. Genesis verse 2, chapter 1, verse 2. In between those two verses right there, that could be billions of years, trillions of years. We don't know that. But I know one thing, that God is a God of order, and that he don't create nothing in chaos, in disorder, nothing like that. So that means something happened. Well, the Bible tell you what happened, man, in Revelation chapter 12. It say, boy, there was war in heaven. And the devil and who he lobbied against, man, you know, he wanted to be like the Most High God. He wanted to exalt his throne above the throne of God. He wanted to take God's place. He decided to be God himself, man. And he persuaded one-third of the angels, man, to come in line with him. And the Bible said that was war in heaven. And boy, I'm talking about boy Michael and the other angels, boy, they come and they kick Satan out of heaven, man, as fast as the lightning could strike. And boy, I'm talking about when they kicked him out of heaven, where you think he landed? He landed down here to the earth in this atmosphere, in this environment, armed to the teeth, waiting on that woman to bring forth a child, waiting on God's most prized creation, what his family of sons called mankind, so that he could attack that. So when he landed on the earth, man, you know wherever the devil is, that's chaos, man. There's, man, disaster. There's all things are out of order, man. I'm talking about that's why it became like that. But God had already a purpose in his mind before the foundation of the world, man, what it was going to be like, man. It was heaven, that earth was going to be a kind of heaven. And you think what the devil done and what the devil caused, man, and his fall to our environment, our atmosphere, can stop, man, what God had written a plan and purpose and intent was. Yeah, devil in hell got that much power, man, to stop what God doing. You might be able to stop what church is doing, what you're doing, and what religion is doing, and what I'm doing, but he can't stop what God is doing. The devil is a lie. He ain't got that kind of power. No law. He ain't got that kind of ability, man. Let me tell you something. If God thought it dead, it's a done deal. And if he spoke it, it's already done. If he said it, it got to come to pass. It don't matter what no devil did. It don't matter what the devil did in deceiving Adam and Eve back in the garden, man. That can't alter the word that went forth out of God's mouth. And God, the word that God spoke over mankind, let's make them in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion and authority and power and control over everything, man, of the works of my hands here on the earth, the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creeps upon the earth, over all the earth. So God blessed them and gave them that dominion and started them on course toward that destination. And let me tell you something, man, a word that been gone forth out of his mouth going to return to him, God. So you think what the devil come and did in Genesis chapter 3 and deceived Adam and Eve can stop what God spoke over their lives in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 31? The devil ain't got that kind of power, folks. He might have a little power, but he ain't got that kind of power. He ain't got near about that kind of power. That's why the Bible says, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. That man, I'm talking about our children be all out of cool and all out of wagon, everything that be in chaos in their life. Man, let me tell you something. We got a responsibility, what? To men, I'm talking about boy, decree and declare the word of God over their lives. Hallelujah. Instead of men dictating what is, man, and calling those things that are as though they are, man, we got the power on the inside of us, man, to speak destiny into not only our lives, but into our household. That means our children and our children's children, children's children, children's children, on down to a thousand generations. It doesn't matter what the circumstance, situation, and symptom is. We can speak life into dead situations. Well, we can speak, man, purpose into man. Dead situation. We can speak, man, you know, supernatural power. We can speak, man, the word of God. We can speak, man, salvation. We can speak healing. We can speak deliverance. We can speak provision, man. Why? Because, man, of the mighty man and the mighty woman that we are, because of the king and the queen that we are, and because of the power of the Holy Ghost that's living on the inside of us, that it will, as we speak the word of God, boy, it'll come to pass too. It don't matter. Now, anytime I call those things that are as though they are, I'm talking about, man, we can begin to call a thing that be not as though they was. And the Holy Ghost will do the same thing that he did, man, all the way from the beginning. He'll take the word of God that we put in our mouth, not any word. He ain't going to take the word of the devil and everything else, man. And the thing that might be the word of the devil, it didn't produce facts on the earth. But just because it's a fact, that don't necessarily mean it's the truth. Facts are temporal. They're subject to change. It's a fact, man, that we got some problems in our lives and in our family and our children and everything else. That's a fact. But the truth is, who the Son says free is free indeed. What the purpose of the Lord will prevail. Many are the plans in the man's heart, but the purpose of the Lord will prevail. For he has delivered us from all the snares of the devil and all the traps of the devil. And who the Son says free is free indeed. That's eternal truth. And when we begin to speak death to our circumstances and our situation and our symptoms, what? The word of God, and that same Holy Ghost boy that took the word of God, man, and brought everything to existence, you start doing the same thing in our lives. But you got to know that, man. That's why it's not enough to be in the kingdom and to know about the kingdom and to come on, man, into the kingdom. Once we come into the kingdom, now you got to learn the functioning principles of the kingdom. Otherwise, you'll be just wandering around in the wilderness just like the children of Israel were, man, all your life. And never entering into, man, all your promises. Never entering into all the benefits, man, of your salvation, man. You'll be walking around with liability insurance. You're going to, even if you die in the wilderness, you're going to go to heaven. But, man, it isn't the same policy, man. You got liability and you got full coverage. And both policies paid in full. So don't just die, man, with liability, man. Listen, go on and get the full coverage, man, where you can get everything restored. Not just the other person's property, man, and vehicle, man, fixed and restored, but yours too. See, in liability, you reckon he'd be as far, your vehicle gone. But the other person, man, is restored, so God's going to have his stuff restored. And man, you know all your destiny and all your purpose and all your potential, man. You can die in the wilderness, man. When all the time, man, you can get full coverage, man. And I'm talking about, boy, I'm talking about whatever come against your life. Everything can be restored. Your vehicle, God's vehicle, and the other person's vehicle, man, everything, right? Because you got full coverage. It's not just accept the liability, the fire insurance, that you ain't going to go to hell, but accept and get the full coverage. That, man, you can begin to live, man, abundant life here on earth. What do you mean abundant life? The will of God. What's the will of God? You've been praying it all your life. You perhaps have not really understood what you've really been praying. What? Your first petition in your prayer, what you call the Lord's Prayer, your first petition. Not, Lord, I need a job. Not, Lord, I need this. Not, Lord, help me, man, get finance. Not, Lord, help me, man, with food to eat. Lord, now, your first petition is, Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth. How? Just like it is in heaven. Now, give me this day my daily bread. You can make your petition morning to him. Why? Because your father knows that you have need of all of those things. But if you get your priorities in line, what? The kingdom of heaven and the will of God for your life. What the will of God? That it be in our lives here on earth as it is in heaven. And when you get in line with that, man, then you can start making your petitions known to God. Not as a hoping and a praying and a begging and a praying, but making your petition, making a demand on your constitutional rights. But you got a right, man, in the kingdom of heaven to be saved. You got a right to be healed. You got a right to be delivered. You got a right to be provided for. Hallelujah. And when you go to the courts of heaven and you don't go there hoping and a praying, man, you go there and make a demand on your constitutional rights. And, man, I'm talking about, boy, the government of heaven, man, got to see to it that they remain true to your citizenship and your rights that you have, not as a member of a church or an organization or a Christian or some type of religion, but as a child of the Most High God and a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. Listen, members don't have no rights. You can go, you can be from another country, man, and here illegally, and you can be a member of a church, but you can't go to the government of this country, man, and demand any kind of rights. Why? Because you're not a citizen. You can be in this country and be a member of a church. You can be the pastor of a church in this country, man. But if you don't have citizenship in this country, then you don't have no rights. But if you're a citizen of the country, then you can go to the country and make a demand on your constitutional rights. That's why it's more important for you, man, to become a citizen of the kingdom of heaven than it is for you to be a member of a church or an organization. That doesn't mean you don't be no member of a church or organization, but get your priorities in line first. First, become a citizen of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Then, man, you can demand rights, man, as a member of a church, man. Not through your membership of a church, but through your citizenship, man, credentials. Through your citizenship rights as a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. What are you telling us, Brother Arthur, man? I'm telling you, man, that's going on in God, man. So, man, we've been on this radio broadcast, on this radio station, man, for years and years and years and years. And we've been preaching, man, one message to you, man. And that message has been, man, rediscovering the gospel of the kingdom. I'm talking about over and over and over and over and over again, repeating the same thing in different ways, but really saying the same thing over and over and over again. Some of you perhaps may have gotten, man, weird and just hearing the same message over and over and over again, Saturday after Saturday, man, month after month, year after year, man. I don't know, for the last, we started on this radio broadcast, man, way back in 2012. We went out for a few years, and then we came back on, been on here, I don't know how long, 7, 8, 9, 6, I don't know how long. We've been on here a long time, and we ain't been preaching but one message. And, man, the subject matter to it, that series of messages that we've been talking about was the rediscovering, the reestablishment, the restoration, the reinstatement, and the expansion, man, of God's kingdom back on earth. Hallelujah. And the way that God's going to get that done is through, man, his family of sons, man, called mankind, especially the church. That's going to, man, you know, make it known to the saints. That's going to make it known to the world. So that all mankind, God not willing that none should perish, but that all men might be saved. Hallelujah. But now that we have preached that, and I pray God, man, and God has instructed me in this past week, that are going on now. Now we got to go on past, man, knowing that the kingdom of God is here. And listen, when I say the kingdom of God is here, I'm not talking about, man, in its fullness.
I'm talking about, man, it starts, listen, they're going to come a time, the Bible called it, man, in the book of Revelation, man, and led the 20th chapter, something around up in there. It said, listen, they're going to come a time when Jesus Christ is going to come back to the earth. And he's going to establish, man, I'm talking about a physical kingdom upon this earth. And he's going to sit on the throne of David for 1,000 years. The Bible calls it the millennium, the 1,000-year reign, when Jesus Christ comes back to this earth and do what they thought he was going to do when he was on the earth, to set up a physical kingdom on the earth. He didn't come to set up a physical kingdom on the earth when he came to this earth 2,000 years ago. He came to set up, man, a spiritual kingdom in the earth, glory to God, in you, in me, hallelujah, by cleansing us up from all our unrighteousness so that the Holy Spirit, man, who represents everything, man, that God consists of, can once again come live on the inside of you. Where that's at, that's the kingdom of God in you. When I say the kingdom of heaven, man, is here and that you are in it and that your inheritance, that's what I'm talking about. It's in you. And, man, there's going to come a time, man, where the Bible says it don't come with observation. Jesus said this. It don't come with observation. It ain't over in Africa. It ain't over in Europe. It ain't over here and over there. It ain't nothing but it's on the inside of you. It's within you. That's where it starts there. It starts on the inside of man, in man's spirit, man, and then it relates to man's soul, his mind, his will, his emotions, his attitude, his thinking. And then that soul relayed to the body, and then the body manifested on the earth. So God's job and God's kingdom work is an inside job from the inside out. That's the kingdom that I'm talking about that's here now. Now, of course, man, you know, that's not the consummation of it. That's the beginning of it. And then, man, you know, in Revelation chapter 20, it says, boy, Jesus Christ is going to come, and he's going to set up a kingdom, man, on the earth, a physical kingdom. And he's going to sit on the throne of David for 1,000 years, call it millennia, 1,000-year reign. And then, man, I'm talking about the devil going to be loosed again. And, man, I'm talking about for a season. And then, man, you know, the consummation going to take place in Genesis chapter 21. It says, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem. They really represent, man, all those who have died, man, and gone on to be with the Lord, man, and went on to heaven, man, coming back, man, to a new heaven, new atmosphere, new environment, and a new earth. And the new earth that they're coming back to is just like that little spot that was on the earth when he started, the Garden of Eden, a little carbon copy of heaven, the atmosphere and the environment of heaven. The whole earth is going to be filled with the glory of God. The whole earth is going to be a Garden of Eden. And it's going to be on earth just like it is in hell. And boy, I'm talking about, man, we coming down. All of us who went to heaven, we coming down. And boy, we shall reign on the earth forever. And the dwelling place of God is with the sons of man. Just like it was in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. When God was walking and talking with God, Adam and Eve, in the cool of the day. Unbroken fellowship. Adam has dominion, all power, kingship, authority, influence, control over all the works of God's hand on the earth. On his way to fulfilling his God-given purpose and destiny. What was that? To make the whole earth, just like that little spot that God placed in me, saw in the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden was simply heaven on earth. And mankind's assignment was to make the whole earth just like this little God by being fruitful and multiplying. When your children are born, they're going to be born in this place, in this environment, in this atmosphere. When they go to their spot on the earth, then they're going to take man the Garden of Eden with them too. And when they go to their spot on the earth, the next one, and everybody that's going to their spot on the earth, until the whole earth is filled with the glory of God. Until the whole earth is just a colony of heaven. Until it's on earth just like it is in heaven. Listen, that's always been God's original plan and purpose and destiny for the creation of the earth and mankind. That's always been mankind's assignment. Mankind lost that and got off course to that and lost the knowledge of that, man, through the fall. God never called it fall. God called it rebellion. That means when Adam and Eve rebelled against the known will of God, when they transgressed God's word. And as a result of that transgression, then sin came upon the whole human race. And we were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity and all out of order. And life was all chaos. And down through time, men lost the knowledge, the revelation of knowledge of what's really going on. And began to operate, man, through rituals and ceremonies and religions and traditions and all those ritual laws that man God provided
permit it to happen, man, until the fullness of time. That God could fulfill, man, what he said in Genesis chapter 3 to Adam and Eve and to that devil. He said, I promise you something. That I'm going to come back into this earth myself through that same woman that you deceived, and I'm going to restore everything that you took from them, devil. You're going to bruise his heel, but he's going to crush your head. You're going to take back the authority that you stole from Adam and Eve, and he's going to give it back to them. And boy, I'm talking about, boy, that happened 2,000 years ago, man. That's something that's going to happen in the future. That happened. And when Jesus Christ came, he came with a government on his shoulder. Right? All of the governing influence of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, back to the earth, man. That's what he came with. He didn't come with no religion. He came with a government on his shoulder, the ruling authority of heaven, the governing system of heaven, the way heaven is governed, and all that is law that governs it. And he come to restore that back to mankind so they can get back on course to God's purpose and destiny for our lives. And let me tell you something, that's what's going on in the earth today. And the way that's going on, that the Holy Spirit is manifesting there in this earth today. Listen, y'all, my time is about up. We have an hour on this radio broadcast that we do every Saturday, man. But I'm telling you this, yeah, you know, if you tune into this radio broadcast, I'm going to encourage you, man, you know, to me, you tell somebody about this radio broadcast that come on, man. Let me tell you something, it's probably one of God's greatest best-kept secrets, man, that the devil don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of, boy, and that's the gospel of the kingdom. And, man, I'm talking about, boy, for, like I told you, for the last seven, I don't know how long we've been on here, all we've been talking about was the foundation and laying the foundation. But from this point forward, we're going to begin to build on that foundation now. For what purpose? So that God can begin to manifest in our lives the sovereignty and the dominion and the supermen and superwomen and the kings and queens that we are. For what purpose? So that we can begin to walk in the reality or what it means to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. So let me tell you something. I would encourage you, man, for you to tune in to this radio broadcast and hear and learn this gospel of the kingdom and the functioning principles of it, and you tell your loved ones about it. I'm telling you, boy, it's the world's best-kept secret, man. You know what? The gospel of the kingdom. And God is raising up men and women, man, in all kind of places, little bitty ministries all over earth, man, little unknown churches, man, that you don't know nothing about, that you ain't heard nothing about, that other people in other countries ain't heard nothing about. But I'm telling you, boy, we preaching the greatest story and the greatest message that ever been preached. We preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And in preaching the gospel of the kingdom, then the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news about Jesus Christ, is automatically contained in it. Now, you can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and never get to the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom. Because that's what they have. That's why the church don't know nothing about the kingdom. Because all we've been preaching, man, was the gospel of Jesus Christ. Man, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the means to the end. You can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and never know nothing about the kingdom. But when you preach the kingdom of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ, it automatically came in. Let me close with this. The Bible says Paul stayed in his high house, the last chapter in the book of Acts, in the last three verses. They say Paul stayed in his high house for 2.5 years, and he received all those who came unto them, and he preached unto them the kingdom of God, and he taught them about the Lord Jesus Christ. In that order, he preached the kingdom of God first, man, and then he taught them about the Lord Jesus Christ. What are you saying, Arthur? Yeah, you can preach Jesus Christ and never know nothing about the kingdom, but if you preach the kingdom of God first, if that's your inheritance that is available to you, then the gospel of Jesus Christ is going to automatically be contained in it. We kill two birds with one stone. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the gospel of the kingdom, my Father, God, that's being preached in all the earth as a testimony to every nation, Lord. And then the end don't come. You have told us to go and make disciples of all men and teach them everything that you taught us, Lord. And, Lord, you said that you would be with us forevermore. Every prayer that's represented out there, every need, every petition, everything that people out there are praying for, my Father God, you already know. And I know that you know that we have need of all those things, Father. But as we seek the kingdom first, Lord, and your righteousness, then all those things will be added unto us. So continue to fill us with the knowledge of your will, Father, so that we can get our priorities in line and preach this gospel of the kingdom and seek it first so that all things that we have need of can be added to us on a daily basis. Father, we bless you. And we bless the people of God, Father, with the will of God for their lives, Lord. Be it unto us according to your word. My wife, Gail, and I, we love God with the love of the Lord. We can be of any help to you. Our contact number is area code 713-870-3776. Our contact number, Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry, area code 713-870-3776. 3776. We love you with the love of the Lord. One love, unconditional. Look forward to talking to you again next week. Stay blessed. Bye-bye.